Have you ever had so much to do that you were completely overwhelmed and just couldn't get out of your own way? Or maybe so overwhelmed with emotion that you couldn't make sense of your thoughts? We know you must have felt this way because everyone does from time to time. The most important thing for you and for your child is to move through the overwhelm by using logic. Thinking logically means that your brain is thinking everything through step by step. Any overwhelming task or emotion can be broken down into manageable chunks. This is truly magical for everyone's brain, including your child's. Some of us have an easier time with this than others because our brains are hardwired to automatically slow down and think things through. Others of us may struggle and get caught up in the chaos our brain is experiencing. Regardless of age, the strategy is the same. When overwhelmed, the first step is to break things into chunks. Consider a time when you had so much to do, you just jumped into it with no plan and then got very little accomplished. Now think of a time where you had a lot to do, so you came up with a plan and then got busy making it happen. The result is entirely different, and the emotions that go along with it are completely different too. You might be thinking, well, that sounds good in theory, but how am I actually going to do that? I have no time to even stop to think. We are going to make this very simple. Step one, before letting your day get away from you, take 5 minutes and write down your plan for what you are doing first, second, and third. You may not even need the 5 minutes. And if you are thinking, yeah, but stop there and recognize that if you don't figure this out for yourself, your child is not going to have that really important role modeling that will help them start doing this for themselves. Let's say you just dropped your children off at school and maybe you still have a younger one with you. Before you even get out of the car, when you get to your next destination, whether it be work or home, you're going to write down your plan for the day, or at least the first part of the day. If you don't have a notebook in your car, we actually encourage you to get one, but if you don't, it doesn't matter, simply put it on your phone. The key is do not let your feet hit the pavement until you have a plan. Still not feeling it? Start small and get the most important task out of your head and break it into how you will complete this task. If it is getting a load of laundry in, think step one, I am gathering laundry up from around the house without doing anything else. Step two, I'm going directly to the washing machine and starting the wash. And step three, I am setting an alarm on my phone, not a reminder, for when I will need to switch the wash and put it in the dryer. What to do when the clothes are done? That's going to be a story for another day. We want you to try out this technique anytime you're feeling overwhelmed. It is the only way to get things done efficiently, and it trains the brain to think in steps. Teach your children the same process. It takes so much pressure off of the brain. Always remember the steps your child creates may be different than yours, but that's okay. So we love hearing about your experiences and how everything's going. So let us know. And send us any tips or ideas that you have for breaking things into chunks that you want other people to benefit from. Have a great weekend.